If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, we continue with our election campaigning. Lots of political parties have been here. You've seen them, you've heard from them, you've asked the questions. So we continue on that vein, and today we have an independent candidate, particularly looking at the province of Gauteng. So I think this is also very, very interesting. Tshepo Mokgano is one such independent. Do you know him? Have you heard of him? Well, now you will. Thank you so much for coming through. Good evening, Mr. Mokgano.
Thank you so much for inviting me on Kaya FM. I'm really glad to be here. You know, us as independent candidates, we really depend on platforms like this to actually come and give the population our views and our vision as we're campaigning in these elections.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the IEC has not done much for us.
Yeah.
People don't even understand who we are.
Yes.
People still think that my party name is independent candidate, which...
Oh, no.
Which I understand.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that. We should do that job as well. We should teach people. No. Your party's name is not independent candidate.
It's so sad, but it's fine. You know, we understand that not most voters or the public or the communities understand their politics and how to even go about holding executive accountable. I think that is one of the reasons why we are here, to educate more.
Yeah. So let's start with introducing your party, the Gauteng Community Transformation. What is it?
No. I'm an independent candidate.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year that you see independent candidates going into national and provincial elections.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there will be three ballot papers,
yes,
which is the national, the regional, and the provincial. So myself, Tshepo Mokgano, I'll be on the provincial one in Gauteng.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been a member of the community for a very long time. I've been part of the CPF. Maybe that's what you wanted to highlight. I've been the member of the CPF for a very long time. I've led my community, and I'm a former military soldier, meaning that I've been around Africa. I've seen what a disorganized government can do.
Mm.
I've seen how if we let things go on like this, we will find ourselves in a very bad shape. I mean, I've been to Burundi, I've been to the DRC, I've been to Tanzania. So I can tell you a thing or two about a tuck shop government. I can tell you a thing or two about Stokvel parliamentary lists of candidates, you know. A lot of people that are on those lists that were sent to the IEC, I can tell you now, Pamela, they don't have a constituency. You have a constituency more than the people that are in parliament, because they are friends of the leaders. So they take the party line, they are told what to do. They don't even represent they don't represent anyone. So that's why you can see they don't have a voice. I mean, I'll give an example. What happened to the FISMAS Fall kids? Those students were very vocal, they were very vibrant, they were activists. Unfortunately, today they are nowhere to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
They are either parliamentarians or they are swallowed by political parties. They are told to keep quiet or else you'll be hungry. Mm-hmm. So, as an independent candidate, when the New Nation Movement announced that the Concord has ruled that the president will put this bill into a law of now inviting independent candidates, my community gathered around and said, Tshepo, you have been a chairperson of the body corporate for a very long time in the Pretoria East, Pretoria North, and the Pretoria West side. You've done a lot of things. You've built parks. In fact, we have seen a program like Carte Blanche come to site and come into take a documentary about you in particular. How about we put money together? 15,000 rand that is needed by the IEC. We'll also go even look for signatures for you, because we don't think you'll be running around looking for signatures. And I said, if you guys are prepared to go do that, then I'm willing to do that. You know, a leader hears a cry. Mm-hmm. If there's a cry for leadership somewhere, you don't have an option but to reply to that cry. So I replied to a cry of my community. I'm not a politician. I've never been in politics. I've never joined any political party. They've tried to recruit me, but I refused, because it's not my thing, right?
Mm.
But when they said there's a shortage of leadership and there might be a coalition coming, Tshepo, please go for an independent. And I said, why not? That's why I'm here today.
Okay. So just to clarify, you're an independent. You're not of a particular grouping.
No.
It's just your community as they are. It's not a grouping called Gauteng Community Transformation. It's not that.
No, it's not
okay,
that.
Okay, so this is actually interesting because it's worded in such a way that you are a member and a candidate of this grouping, which is not the case. So this is very interesting. So you are saying that there was a call to say, you know, please, you know, raise your hand. We want to be behind you.
Definitely.
It's a mammoth task. People who are running alongside you have got structures, have got bigger budgets, have got muscle, have got legacy behind them, you know. Was it a difficult question and a request by people for you to take this up and say, well, that's fine?
Look, I'm somebody that have been in leadership positions for a very long time. I was a leader of my battalion in 2012 in the DRC when the car incident happened where our soldiers were killed in the Central African Republic. I was one of those soldiers that went to repatriate some of those that were killed that side. And I was a sector commander. So I understand leadership and I understand ethical leadership. Yes. Unfortunately, I love your question because it took me time to actually even agree to be part of this because firstly you're right, I don't have the budget and I need people to run around. And people have been offering, by the way, you know, people will call you, this is amount that we can give you. And I'm talking millions. I'm not talking about a couple of thousand rands.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up because that's the kind of stuff people speak about in the corners, in the corridors, and when they throw mud at each other, they talk about these conspiracies. So-and-so is being funded by the Oppenheimer, so-and-so is being funded by whoever. So you're saying it's true. People did offer you money.
No, definitely.
People just humor us. What was their request?
No, their request is simple. We're going to give you a script. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to say. Don't mention 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of funders that came to me. A lot of them are saying, when you ascend the office of the premier, can you please not do away with the... Don't push for policies that do away with the tender system.
Are these business people or what kind of people are these?
No, these are business people.
These are business people.
Okay. So... unfortunately, when you've got those kind of requests and when you are faced with the...
And they'll give you a script.
So then what's the use of going to parliament? Then for the next 5 years, it means I'll be listening to a tune, I'll be dancing to a certain type of tune. I said to my political coach, because I don't have political experience.
You're
but
a politician now.
Yeah, no. So I said to her, listen to me, I'm going to depend on democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe this is a good test of democracy.
So, again, humorous. How much do they give you? How much do they offer? They didn't give you, did they? Did they give you anything?
No, I don't have anything. I'm actually even scribbling for money to get here today.
Okay,
so it was a mountain to get here.
How much do you offer?
They'll offer me you millions. I mean, anything below 5 million rand, just to go around and preach their script. You know, I don't believe in this. No nationalizing of this. No, you know. So I said to them, listen to me. I rather go there by myself and depend on democracy. Because the reason why I'm saying that is because I always believe that democracy is a tool that is exercised by academia and the capitally intense people, those that have got money. Those ones, I always believed it can only be exercised by them. So This will be a good test. Mm. If somebody like yourself, who's from a community and has done things that are tangible in the community, and you can see that this person can be of a good leader when they get to the office, they can push for policies that can actually liberate our people. If we can't vote for those people, then South Africans deserve what is coming to them. I mean, it's really their choice. I mean, democracy, you choose the kind of leaders you want.
You said you've told us a bit about yourself, saying that you're a military man. I see at the top of your agenda is security, public security. What's your plan there?
Look, provincially, I will have to, when I get into the legislature, mm-hmm. I know political parties don't love each other. They will scrabble for numbers and this and that. Yes. I'll obviously be the neutral guy. You might find myself as a premier of Gauteng. I can tell you that fact. I mean, if they say to me...
I'm not laughing. We've seen it, you know. Don't dare us. We've seen it before. One-man show, and then he gets to lead us. Yeah, it can happen.
Yeah, so the first thing that I'll start with just trying to understand which kind of bodies do we have provincially that can help us hold executive accountable.
Look, I mean, you probably are going to align with some people. What are you left? Are you where do you stand?
I can tell you now that I believe in some policies from the left and some policies from the right. And mm-hmm. I'll give you an example, mm-hmm. right? I believe that we should have nationalization of the Reserve Bank. I believe that we must nationalize the banks. Mm-hmm. I believe that we need to get stricter rules or stricter policies that are facing tender systems. Mm-hmm. I also believe that we've got corruption problem before we can even nationalize, before we can even nationalize the banks and the Reserve Bank and all those. Before we can do that, we need to fix the corruption issue.
How are you going to do that?
I've got people that I'm aligned with already mm-hmm. at national level. Mm. And those are independent candidates, by the way, okay. that are contesting nationally.
Okay.
We are going to push for policies that make the Chapter 9 institutions become really autonomous. They must be independent because they are not independent now. If you look at the NPA, so we don't even have an NPA.
But let's talk about that. What makes them not independent? It's affiliation sometimes.
I can tell you that fact. Mm-hmm. But look at this, the Office of the Public Protector. The Public Protector is used now to fight political battles. Every public protector that comes in goes after a faction that was before a faction of this.
But the
group.
The point I'm making is that it's not a policy thing. It's people who by virtue of the fact that they want to align either with the ruling governing party or whoever, a particular faction, they choose by themselves to do that. It's not in policy. So what kind of a policy is going to protect these institutions?
I can tell you now that it's stomach politics.
Yes.
If we give them tenure, mm-hmm. if we give the head of the NPA tenure, mm-hmm. no matter who is in government, mm-hmm. whether it's a Ramaphosa or whether it's a Zuma, or as long as you've got your 7 years and we give more tenure to the investigating officers, no matter who is in power, nobody will remove you. Nobody's got the power to remove you. You must be here for the next 7 years, right? Guided by the policies of the NPA. I can tell you now, people's heads will roll. People will go to jail today. But now, people are scared because when you've got a boss that is putting money in the mattress or
but
a sofa...
But you know it's not that simple. You know it's not that black and white. And they do have tenure. And it's much more complicated than that, than the fact that you have a contract that allows you to be around for 5 years. It's there. It still doesn't make it easy. You've seen it.
But you know that this boss of mine has got the powers to actually influence my removal.
So all the bosses will have that power. So how are you going to deal with that?
I mean, let's put it simple. If the public protector or the heads of the Chapter 9 institutions were chosen by the public, let's have a system where the public gets to choose these candidates. Yes, we'll have a vetting process, a professional one. But let the public get involved. Let's you know, one thing that I've realized, Nane, Pamela, I've got a problem with a country that is a democratic constitution, but it doesn't have referendums. The public needs to get more involved in how things should run in government. Because It's their government. For the past 30 years, we've never had a single referendum where people are called to say, guys, is the constitution still in line with your needs? What where do you think we should rectify it? Nothing. What kind of a democracy is that? But it's because of the education that our people have. They don't understand that there should be a referendum. As then you find people doing as they like. They are now celebrities. When they move around, they're taking pictures. They are in nice cars. They're staying in the Sandhurst or King with Bryanston. People are staying in beautiful houses. But the people that they claim to represent, and we can put it to a test, by the way. Tell me, I'll not talk about the DA for now because I opened a case against them for the flag at the Brooklyn.
I was going to ask. Yes. I saw that statement.
So, if we take the public representatives today and ask them, which of you stay in a ward that you run as a party? The ANC stay in wards that the ANC councillors run. The EFF goes to stay in places where the EFF councillors are in charge. Will they do that? They'll never do that. They rather go stay in a ward that is run by the FF Plus or the DA. Or why? Because they can't govern these people. But the voters gonna vote for them. You know why? Okay. Because it's not matured enough to vote based on what they see. They want to vote on what they are told.
It's your chance, folks. As you know, everybody comes here, they give us their manifesto. We'll get into that when we come back, and we'll look at the details of this manifesto. But start dialing in, send in your questions, and you know the number for the WhatsApp notes as well on 0636880959. You can call in if you like, 0860000959. And your Gauteng candidate today is Tshepo Mokgano. He's an independent candidate. He's going to be on your provincial ballot in Gauteng. So he's here to tell us what he's going to do for us. So let's talk about, we spoke slightly for like a second about public safety. What's your plan?
Look, the first thing that we need to do, we need to strengthen the numbers, the number of police that we have. We don't have sufficient police. And even the number of police that we have don't have sufficient training.
Okay.
But because this is I'll be at the provincial level.
Mm-hmm.
I'll firstly look into the wardens that the premier has put into play.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
what's your take on them?
No. I feel it's a waste of time. I feel those people are not well trained.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I mean, everybody can see. I mean, you don't even have to be from the safety side of things,
yeah,
to see that these people are not trained well. I don't think they're not even vetted.
We're told they're still in training.
No, but they are moving around our towns. They are searching people. They are running after Nyaope boys, Amapara. Like, it's just a joke. Like, guys, Panyaza has just turned Gauteng into a joke. Like, you don't even take them serious. Some of them are wearing masks and beret. Look, it's just a disaster. So we need to go train them. They are much needed, by
so
the
you,
way.
So you would keep them?
I would keep
but
them.
Train them?
We'll train them sufficiently.
Okay.
And after training them, basically, we'll vet them first so that we make sure that we don't bring criminals into the system. But secondly, we need to train them efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
But as points man, I mean, we've got a lot of traffic robots that are just not waking around. Our insurance is trying, but we can have more of those people at our points of entries and where it's normally jammed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's take those people to our parks. When was the last time you just enjoy a park in town? You don't even want to go to a park in town, because if it doesn't stink of people just helping themselves there, then you are subjected to crime. Then our people will enjoy town. Gauteng, most especially the metros in Gauteng, Johannesburg and Pretoria, they need to be smart cities that run for 24/7, 24 hours. During the night, there should be activities that are running. So, during the day, there should be activities that are running.
So at the moment, when you come in, will you take them off the streets immediately and go get them trained away from the public eyes? That's what you do.
Definitely. And a lot of them will not even make the training, by the way. I'll need to replace maybe 90% of them. because 90% of them, they are not of the quality that we need of the of our wardens, the protection officers. They are not. You can see that this person will not even run after me. I can tell you now, half of the police are like that themselves. I mean, I was looking at a video where a policeman was just, there was a lady whose gun was taken from her, right? She was clapping hands to say, please bring the gun. I was like, what is it? So even the police themselves are not trained well. So we need to just overhaul this thing.
And the immediate, though, in the immediate interim, what would you do while you're training those who you may have to overhaul, as you said?
No, I mean, when you've got people that are in training already, mm-hmm. then you start to look at where you can place them, right? But the most important thing that we need in terms of safety, we need to also put more police on the street. We need more boots on the ground because Gauteng is overpopulated. And the one thing that makes it too overpopulated is the foreign nationals that are undocumented. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of squatter camps. There's a lot of churches that are just mushrooming. So while I'm busy training them, these are the immediate things that I'm going to go for. The elephant in the room in Gauteng is these kids that are on robots that are asking for money. That's child labor. We cannot allow that. But also the churches that are just mushrooming. The next thing you see, people with white things that are just in a bush. You don't even know what they are doing. So there's a lot of small things that are... If you can take care of them, then the bigger ones will not be a problem.
How? That's the question, how?
No, you push for policies. You push for policies that get them to be removed so that when the Helen Suzman Foundation try to take you to court, you don't lose. You know how many litigation cases that the government loses in court? It's because they don't do things right. You should first start by policy. Push for policy, and a policy that is seen to be infringing on human rights issues needs a two-third majority and 6 provinces, by the way. So if you can get that right, at a national level, it's so easy to take it down to provincial level.
Debucho is calling us from Nenasia South. Good evening and welcome, Debucho.
Yes, please. How are you, ma'am?
I'm well. Speak up, my brother. We can hardly hear you.
Okay. I just want to start with the gentleman there. Am I audible?
Ish, I'm going to try ask you to speak up a bit more.
Hello?
Yeah, speak up a bit more for us, Netebucho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to start with the gentleman there. Can he be specific with what are his plans to deal with the illegal foreigners in Johannesburg? And what are his plans to build this building that is hijacked in Johannesburg?
Sorry. You said, what are his plans to deal with illegal foreigners? And the second question was?
What are also plans to deal with this hijacked buildings in Johannesburg?
Okay, got you. Debucho, thank you so much.
Okay.
Tsepo?
Debucho, thank you very much for that question. And it's a very brilliant question. I was actually going to come to that. I'm going to first start with the illegal foreigners. We shouldn't even have illegal foreigners, but because they are here, the first thing that we need to do, we need to close our points of exit and entrance. Mm-hmm. So we need to get our safety officers on all points of exit and entrance of Gauteng. We should stop them from there and slowly move in. I'm going to bring back the red ants. They will go into these buildings and go look. Well, they'll be accompanied by the Home Affairs to go and check who is legal and who is not legal. Who is here on asylum, who is not. Who's got even the right papers to be here. Because I can tell you, we are housing criminals. So once we, like COVID, you saw there was a lot of police on the points of entry and exits. So we start from the outside in. When we are done with that, blocking them from coming in. But the problem is that our police also are taking bribes. That is the problem. Because you try putting police on the points of exit and entrances, but you still find those people coming in because they're being given money. So when we've got that in place, we move in. We now go into the hijacked buildings. We go check them there. That is where we need to root them out. But these people, it's a syndicate. We need to look for the people that bring them here. Because you find them in a bus, 50 of them. So it's a well-organized crime. So our intelligence on the ground needs to be proper. We need to also put policies that safeguard the whistleblowers. Because we need them to give us intelligence on the ground. Our whistleblowers now are being killed. And by the way, as an independent candidate, that is what I'll be basically in parliament. A good whistleblower. Because what else can I do with one seat than to just tell the public the truth and say this?
You mean in the legislature, no?
In the legislature, yes. So the hijacked buildings are a big problem. But most of those buildings, I can tell you, belong to government. Some of them belong to private, but most belong to government. Government officials are benefiting from these buildings. Hence, they don't want to do anything about it. So we need to see how many of those buildings belong to government. When we know they belong to the provincial government, we use them for better quality. We use them for schools. We use them for low-cost rentals. Those that need to be demolished needs to be demolished. We get rid of them.
I want you to take a listen to this voice note, and then we'll continue.
Good evening, Pimelo. This is Ravele Zandangari, your guest. He continues saying these guys are not trained well. What is he going to do? Can't he identify what is lacking instead of just discouraging them? He needs to identify and tell us exactly what he's going to do. Don't just say, hey, these guys, they cannot chase after me. It's just unfortunate that I can't continue listening. I have to go somewhere. I would have loved to listen to his entire interview.
Look, Ndangalo, I said to you, these people are not trained well. Mm-hmm. We need to take them and go train them properly. Mm-hmm. I heard some of them saying that they were with the military and being trained. But you can't train...
No, they're with the police.
Yeah. I mean, there was a statement that there's a part of a group that is with the military for military discipline. So I was shocked which military they are with.
Yeah, my understanding is that they're training with the police.
Yeah, so... Yeah. But we need to take them to proper training. But proper training can only be done within a year. We don't need a training that takes about 3 months, 6 months. That's not sufficient training. You need a year to train. I mean, a proper policeman takes about 2 years to be trained. So if we can train these people for a longer period of time, certify them to be well-trained, give them proper name tags, give them proper etiquette when they're even dealing with the public, because now they are extorting. They are like criminals. They are like people that are extorting money from our communities. You understand? They go around telling people, if you don't have a passport, foreign nationals, you must give me a certain amount of money. What nonsense is that? It means now that we have just brought criminals into our roads. We cannot allow that. So we need to give them proper training, but we need to get rid of these hijacked buildings.
All right. Finally, why should anyone vote for you?
My track record speaks for itself. Unfortunately, I'm not a politician. I'm not famous as they want people to be. But I've done a lot in my community. I promise the Gauteng residents that I'll bring proper oversight. I will make sure that people in cabinet, the MECs, account. Because if you find a problem of safety, that's Masbuku's problem. She should be in the hot seat for why crime is so rampant. When you've got a problem of economic development and infrastructure, that's not Tasneem Mantari's problem. Why must we be held with that? If when you find people in Hammanskraal having problem with water and the government cannot take responsibility of that because some says it's not my jurisdiction, where is COGTA? The Department of Governance. COGTA is responsible to make sure that things that overlap in provinces and national, they bring the two parties together and solve the problem. When we've got a problem of unemployment, That is the problem of small business department. They should come and account and tell us that from their last promises of jobs, from their last promises of giving our people water, from their, what are these MECs doing? And if they're not doing what they promised and they can't fulfill, they must be booted out. So I'll be pushing for policies that are in line with oversight. Because if we get the oversight right, the managers should account. Because if the workers are not working, then the managers got a problem.
Thank you for coming through. Thank you so much, and all the best. And as you said, people will find you on the provincial ballot, right?
Yes, Mama, they will.
He's an independent candidate, which you will find on your provincial candidate, on your provincial ballot as an independent candidate for Gauteng.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.